Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working.
Well, I can tell you what's not working. It's this flash drive.
Oh, my God.
Can't put the cover up. It doesn't matter.
Oh, whatever. Man.
For those of you who are watching, there's no cover there. There's it doesn't no matter.
It's fine.
It's fine.
We got the mics working. We have our guest here.
I feel like I'm popping in my ear or something.
You feel like what?
Whatever. Okay. Like I'm chewing gum on an airplane and I need to get it out.
Oh, God. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about trauma. Are you okay?
You said don't talk, right?
You can talk.
You can talk now, just during the intro.
You know what? It's just...
Sorry. I was like, when do I not talk?
So good to have guests. So I'm just going to... Today we have... We have somebody. She can introduce herself. Our instructions were don't talk during the introduction, and she thought it was this introduction. We appreciate that. But please,
she's
talk
like
away.
To me. I was like, what? Oh, man.
You want to introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Paisley Davis. I'm 29 years old. I'm originally from a small little country town called Cheek, Texas. But I've been living in Houston since middle school, so I'm definitely a Houstonian. But I'd like to say where I'm from because that did play a huge part in my life. I'm a single mom of two beautiful little girls, Zoe and Olivia.
Aww. And it's Olivia with an
Olivia,
A.
Olivia, yeah, yeah. Don't be messing up my baby name. And I'm a professional boxer with a current record of 2-0, and I'm training for my third fight on November 28th. So I'm pretty excited about that.
All right.
I'm a personal trainer, I guess. Yeah. I take clients and teach them boxing as well.
Wow.
That's probably the best introduction that we've had. Like, mm-hmm. Very detailed. Mm-hmm. I really, like, have no questions. Like,
oh, jeez. Okay. Oh, man, y'all. I think I might be a natural. I don't know.
Seriously, though. So Paisley and I know each other from the boxing world. And I recently learned some new things about you. She started
a blog.
A blog.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're friends on social media, of course. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, I'll click on it. And I read it and I was like, oh my God. You know, like, you know that everybody has a story, mm-hmm. but you wouldn't know what kind of story until you actually read the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally read it and was like, oh gosh, she has to come on the show. Like, how brave can a soul be?
Mm.
So today we'll get more into the topic, but today we're going to be talking about trauma, different types of trauma, maybe some of the trauma that you have shared, and just how like that can affect one and how we can persevere through it.
Mm-hmm.
But first, what are you ranting about? Rocky's ranting.
Ranting. Yes. I think I want to rant about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So Texas, we don't have cold weather, you know, until January through March, right? That's our winter. But now it's like, you know, the sun goes down early. So it looks a little more like it's fall weather. It looks more like, you know, the winter. And I don't know about y'all, but I have a seasonal depression.
Mm-hmm.
So,
were you actually diagnosed with that, or was it from our conversation?
It was from a conversation, but you know, me and my my therapist,
yeah.
Even my therapist, you know, like I was telling her, like it's like clockwork,
yeah.
And I can already feel it in my bones the way I wake up.
It's abbreviated,
up
sad, yeah,
yeah.
Seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, yeah. So. And also, I want to say real quick, it's Mental Health Awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's very important to, you know, take care of your mental health, everybody. Do what you can. Go see your therapist. I know I need to because it's been rough.
I know.
It's been a rough year.
I see mine weekly, baby. I don't clock in no time late. I'm like, hey, girl, how you doing? She's like, oh, well, thank you for asking how I'm doing. I'm like, look, okay, so
oh my God.
I really love my therapist. She's such a good therapist.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. Thanks.
So that was my rant.
Your rant was to make sure we take care of ourselves.
Yes, mental health awareness.
Cool. You guys want to jump in?
Sure. It's going to be rough.
I'm just going to say, like,
This is heavy.
It is heavy, and we cry a lot on this show.
Really? Oh, no.
Oh,
hell no. Oh, I've been watching Girlfriends too much. But
oh,
no.
My God, I love that show.
I was just thinking, I need to watch
that. Oh, hell no.
Are you a Joan? Oh, you're a Maya? I'm a Maya. Who are you?
I really feel like I'm a mixture between Lynn
mm-hmm.
and Joan.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
I'm like a mixture between them.
I have two sides. Sure.
But definitely Lynn and Joan. I can't decide. I watch it every time. I'm like, who am I more? Like, I don't know. I think if I had to choose, if I was forced, I would say I'm definitely a Lynn.
No. Yeah. I think you're a Joan.
No. My on the inside, like to my core, I'm Lynn. I think my outer perception
okay.
to people is Joan.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's why I think I have such a hard time.
Yeah. It's more like how we just talked about that, how mm-hmm. we see ourselves versus how other people see us.
I think other people might see me as Joan, but I know for like I'm Lynn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I think, yeah, sometimes we like.
That makes sense.
We think that we have to put on a persona.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in psychology, they always talk about the persona, the face that you have to wear in, like, certain spaces.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Yeah. Are you familiar with the characters?
I don't know their names, but I am the one who is just like, you know, she was the one who made the comment, you got to be 6 foot to ride this ride. And she was pointing at herself.
That's probably Tony.
Oh, yes, I'm Tony.
Girl, I can't stand a Tony.
I'm like, yeah, we can't.
Here I come.
You are it's not like, Tony.
I, like she said, deep down inside, if I wanted to, I could unleash. I could let her go.
Yeah.
I can, because that's kind of how she is.
Yeah.
And I see things, and I mean, I could just go cold on you. I could go Tony on people.
Okay, Tony.
I mean,
I think she's just like so like like
she's very like materialistic, self-absorbed.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I feel you are not materialistic.
She's gonna own it.
She's not.
She's gonna own it.
I feel like these days, this year, you know,
you are not materialistic.
I think I hide it very well.
Really?
Why do you feel like you gotta hide it though?
Oh man.
And see, it's that how the world sees us versus how we see us.
And because, like, even me, honestly, like, I don't really feel like I'm trying. I don't think I hide nothing, but at the same time, I don't feel like I let people in. I don't know. Like, so it's like, if you're close enough to me, like, if we're friends, you know I'm a Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, my friends know. But, like, if we just walk in the path or, you know what I mean, if we're not that close and I don't really necessarily let you in, you're going to, you would perceive me as a Joan. But I don't feel like I'm trying to make you think that I'm Joan. You know what I mean? Like, I'm being myself, but I'm not opening myself up to you enough to let you see who I really am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can see that. So would you have guessed me as a Maya? I see myself as a Maya.
Definitely.
Who is Maya? Is she, who's the one with the hippie?
She's the mother with the husband and the kid. Hippie. The hippie is Lynn.
Yeah, I feel I identify with Lynn, too.
Yeah.
But
definitely I'm very hippie-ish.
Or a Maya or a Joan.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Maya is like in your face, like ghetto, hood. That's me.
Yeah, I definitely would
I'm
say
so
that you're
stupid.
Maya.
No, you're not.
Not like for real stupid.
oh, man.
Yeah, I love my Darnell.
Oh, but my God.
Oh.
I don't know why I brought that up.
Which one?
she was cheating on her husband.
Oh, what about when she, you know, got upset because she shaved?
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
I don't remember that one.
It was like, what the hell? What's wrong with you?
She got the Brazilian.
She got the Brazilian wax.
He was not happy.
Oh, he was a good man,
not
too.
Happy.
Did they stay together? I can't remember.
I don't think they did.
No, don't spoil it because I'm only on season 2.
Oh, okay.
Well, I said I don't think, so...
I don't
it's very
know.
Foggy around that area.
I feel bad now that we don't know each other.
Who?
Me and you.
Oh, girl. I mean, you don't. I ain't gonna lie. You really don't. I know you. We know each other, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. I get it.
We've never, like, really hung out. Like,
that's true. Only that one time. Remember that time on Halloween? You were supposed to be Freddie and you flaked out on me?
Yep. But other than that, like, we've always just been, like, at the gym, you know, very, like, I would call that kind of, like, surface level.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because
we don't get
level.
To have, like, deep conversations and
that's
stuff
true.
Like that.
Okay.
So
I'll
maybe
be a better
y'all
friend.
Y'all need to be better friends to each other?
Yeah.
Have, that. Like, a little outing?
Yeah, like, actually make time to... Cause that's what it is.
Yeah, when I read your story, it really resonated with me. And I was just like, oh, my God. I did think, like, of course I didn't know that. And I was like, oh, man. And you see, like, I've become more, like, personable with you recently.
Mm-hmm.
And you're such an inspiration. I don't know if you know that, but, like, you definitely are. And
you know, people tell me that a lot, but I don't want to say I don't accept it because I would like to accept it. I'm going to try to start embracing that. Mm-hmm. But, like, because people tell me that, like, a lot.
You should. And people tell me that all the time, too. And I'm just like, girl, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, just.
And, you know, it feels normal. But you're definitely an inspiration because, it takes guts. It takes guts to say your truth. It takes guts to own your truth. It takes guts to, like, to even want anybody else to be in. I asked her. I just now started opening up.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know anything about me either.
Mm-hmm.
We just doing a show together.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts learning stuff about me, and she's like, wait, what?
There's just so much to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely, maybe it's like a boxing thing. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
We're like, you have to peel off layers.
Because... Mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, we just not walk around telling people our story. But, yeah, embrace it. And I know maybe we're probably, like, distracting ourselves because I think this episode is pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So, first off, we just want to talk about, what's on my arm? Talk about what trauma is. And anybody want to grab that? Or you want me to take it?
The definition of trauma. I had it, but it's gone.
We literally just went over this.
It was
a distressing...
It's distressing.
Situation.
Yeah, so it's basically anything that happens to you that is, like, distressful to the body, to the mind.
Yeah,
that
causes you a lot of pain.
Yeah. I mean, just carries on with you. Some people suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. They constantly have flashbacks, or it's something that they live with forever, or they never process. And trauma, it can be, there's different types of trauma, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, sexual trauma, there's, like, child abuse,
mm-hmm.
Which I experience a lot. There's, like, verbal trauma, verbal
mm-hmm.
abuse,
mm-hmm.
Loss or, like, grieving, you know, losing a child, losing a spouse.
There's, a parent.
Yeah. Trauma is defined in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And trauma actually affects people differently. So there's, like, an emotional effect of trauma, and there's a physical effect of trauma. Are you crying already?
Oh, I'm trying.
I'm sorry.
Ooh, Lord.
We do it all the time.
It's all right.
You know, so basically, like, this podcast is about our journey. Mm-hmm. And Rocky and I, we got to a point in our lives where we felt like, you know, we've been through so much and we haven't processed it.
Right.
And so each episode is about something that we've gone through that we want to process it. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about it.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, there are other people who have gone through the things that we've gone through and haven't shared.
Yeah.
And so it was more of therapy for us. But at the same time, we've been getting such a good response from people saying, like, you know, you guys are, like, talking about the exact same thing that I'm going through. Mm-hmm. Or, like, even men are listening to us and are saying, like, oh, this is what my girlfriend's going through right now. We wow. just realized that,
that's awesome.
You know, that we, we're impacting so many people with our stories. And then we bring people on who have gone through similar things or who can help educate us and our listeners and viewers and just figure out, I don't know, more, right. more in life. So so we do cry. more so Rocky than me, but...
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. And that is an effect of trauma, too. Unconditional crying.
Wow.
Or it can be conditional crying. Mm-hmm. It can be outbursts. And obviously, like, people, they go through trauma differently. It affects mm-hmm. everybody differently. So, yeah. So I mean, you wouldn't know if anybody's really going through trauma unless, like, they wear it on their sleeves or if they just tell you. Yeah. Trauma can come in forms of anxiety. It can come in forms of depression. It can come in forms of, you know, crying spells or isolation, not letting people in, just building up a wall and layers for people to peel down. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Do you guys have any idea why some people may start to share their traumatic experiences? Like, why did you start?
Because I felt like I was going to combust mm-hmm. or do something foolish. You know, because what fuels it is anger for me. Mm-hmm. So I just felt like if I, you know, if I just shout it out, talk about it, just blah, 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 just let it out. You know, like there will be some type of ease. Mm-hmm.
And literally just trying anything at this point.
Yeah, anything. Getting up, running. I'm doing it all. Praying.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, it's just so aggravating.
Yeah.
And for me, what made me feel like I had to kind of, like, let it go was, it's crazy because, like, I would say for the last 2 years, I knew, like, I kind of started feeling like I was going to have to let my truth out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and this is 2 years ago before where I'm at now, I would have never thought, you know, I was like, hell no. But I kept feeling it, you know what I mean? I mm-hmm. kept feeling like this push, like, you got to let this go, you know? But I just, you know, I was holding on as long as I could. And I'm like, I don't want to. Like, this is crazy. Like, why? Why would yeah. I have to do this? Like, yeah. you know what I mean? I was just, it's embarrassing kind of. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, I don't want people in my business.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I would have never saw myself here. Let's just say that. But just on my, like, self-growth, self-healing journey, you know what I mean? Like, the more I get into it, it was kind of like, it got to the point where in order for me to reach my potential, like, or, like, to reach my goals in life that I'm working towards, I knew for a fact, like, I had to, like, speak my truth. Or else I was going to be stuck forever. And, like, that's what I have been doing for years. Like, I feel like I've been stuck in this, you know, repetitive circle and toxic shit. Can I curse?
Yeah, you
know that I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I knew that I had to. Like, I didn't want to. Like, this was a battle. Mm-hmm. Like, up until I released the blog, I battled with it for, like, a couple of months. But I literally had to, or else I don't feel like I would have been able to succeed in the way that I know that I'm meant to, you know, mm-hmm. to prosper.
Yeah.
And we kind of talked about, like, what that does when you start to share your traumatic experience or speaking it out loud. It kind of, like, it's overwhelming. And it's like, oh, my God, it's out there. Now I have to live the truth. Now, you know, there's no turning back from that. Mm-hmm. It's already out there. It's like, oh, my God, mm-hmm. what now?
Yeah.
And then it starts to feel, like, really heavy. And then there's this point where you don't know how to move forward from that. And now everything is like a new discovery. Like, where am I going? What am I going to do? Or, you know, how do I, what's the next step from here? Or, hell, I'll figure it out later. Mm-hmm. And it's all a blur. So just for the people who don't really know, like, what it is that you released on your blog, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. So basically, I shared my experience of sexual trauma, I guess you would call it. I was pretty much sexually abused by someone, you know, that raised me, my stepdad. And, like, that's something, I mean, it started as, I probably was like 7, 8 years old, you know, and it lasted for, you know, like all the way up until high school. And then he died like right after I graduated high school. So, but basically from my whole childhood all the way up until now, I'm going to be 30 in February. I literally held that in, like, just, I really didn't tell nobody. It was a couple of people that knew. But for the most part, nobody knew. My mom, sister, nobody. And I feel like it has affected my life, like, in such a negative way, you know? I have, like, a lot of issues.
Yeah.
And so, like, I want to say, I guess I kind of started my little self-growth journey about maybe 4 years ago. And I just kind of became more conscious of stuff, right? So I started to, like, I guess, I don't know how to put it, but basically, I have, like, I know that my purpose here and, like, what I'm meant to do is, like, so much bigger than me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I had to realize that that happened to me for a reason, right? Like, it wasn't...
Which is hard to do.
Exactly. Like, and so basically that happened to me for a reason, and I couldn't hide it. Like, that's my truth. Like, I can't be embarrassed of that, or I can't suppress that, because that's a part of my life. Like, that was my experience. Like, mm-hmm. as bad as it may have been, or as fucked up as it is, like, that's my truth. That mm-hmm. happened to me. Like, that's real for me. Like, I've had to live with that mm-hmm. my whole life, you know? And so...
And I'm sure with, like, tons of questions, like, you know, are all dads like this? Or, you know, does this happen?
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, because so with that, it causes, you know, I have serious man issues, you know what I mean? Like, daddy issues, just a problem with being vulnerable. Like, I have a really hard time letting people in, you know, so it all started, you know, so basically when I realized I had to speak my truth, right? I didn't really know how I was going to do it, but I was praying. I do meditate, and, you know, I kind of like to go within and stuff like that. So, I don't know. It just kind of came to me. Like, I just started writing. Like, I've never been a creative person. Like, I don't do poems or, like, you know, I'm not like that. But it just kind of came over me, and I just started, like, writing, typing, you know. And that's when I came up with my first poem, the I Was Robbed, whatever. Mm-hmm. And later, you know, y'all can go check out the blog. But so I came up with that. And then right, like, the night I did it, I called my sister, and I was like, I'm all crying, you know, I'm all like, and I'm like, I wrote something, and I just want to read it to you because I want to say this out loud. You know, I just want to do it. So I read it to my sister, and, you know, we both crying on the phone or whatever. And then right after I did it, my mom was like FaceTiming me. And then I was like, I answered, and she was like, what's up? So it was really a really weird experience. Like, I was calling her, and mm-hmm. she was calling me. Mm-hmm. And that was weird, right?
But she didn't know you were talking to your sister already.
No, and she didn't. Yeah. So I hung up real quick, and I called my sister. I was like, something really weird just happened. And I was like, I really feel like that was, like, God telling me to tell mm-hmm. mom. You know, like, I feel like that was, like, I have to tell her. Like, I didn't want to. Like, it was the hardest thing in my life. But mm-hmm. I was like, I literally have to tell her right now. So I read the poem to her. It was really crazy, you know what I mean? Like, only you can imagine or whatever. And then after that, so it's been like little trickling effects of mm-hmm. like coming out with it. And so that was just that. Still would have never thought it was going to be a blog.
And that was just recently, right?
That was, like in September.
Wow. Mm. And were they shocked?
Yeah, like, it was my mom, like, freaked out, like.
Naturally, right?
Mm. Yeah.
She would have never, like, thought that.
Yeah.
Torn. And she wants to believe you, but then she couldn't think that somebody would, you know, mm-hmm. that she's with would do that.
Yeah. And, like, she said that, like, in her, like, you know, of course she was like, I didn't know, but then she was like, it messed her up because she felt like she trusted him with us more than she trusted herself. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and so to find out that he did that. Really messed her up. And so after I did it, like, she kind of had to go through her own grieving mm-hmm. process. Like, at that point, I was kind of, over it, but yeah, like, I let it out. And then at that point, she kind of had to go through her own grief. You know what I mean? Like, just she dealing with the process.
She has to grieve differently now.
Yeah. And then even so, and after that, she was like, you need to tell everybody, tell the world. Everybody needs to know what a... And I was like, but the thing is, even before she said that, I knew I had to tell the world.
Yeah.
But like, I kind of told her, I was like, I'm not doing this to be spiteful. Like, I'm not doing this to hurt anybody. Like, this is just, I have to do this, but I feel like I'm being led by God. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to do it because you told me to. Like, I'm going to do it when I feel, you know.
That's good that you're standing your ground.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, a couple weeks after that, or like maybe a week after that, I don't know. I was like, I'm going to do a blog. You know, that's what I feel like. The thing is, I feel like after I spoke my truth, things started to open up for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the blockage that I had now, you know what I mean? Like stuff is starting to make sense.
Yeah.
I feel like my purpose, I guess, like, because you feel like you have a purpose, but I feel like now it's being more revealed to me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because I spoke. I feel like that's why it's so important to like
to let, be true to
you. To be true to yourself, and that's when things will align, like, you know, the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, I think we started to see that too when we started doing this podcast. I know I did. Like, I'm telling you, nobody knew anything about me, and then I started opening up, and I'm just like, what am I doing? I don't want to tell nobody. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like things are aligning with the path that we're taking.
Right.
What are some of the responses that you receive from people?
I got like just a lot of love, you know, people saying that they're sorry that I had to go through that, you know, just, I had a couple people that kind of basically experienced the same thing and reached out to me. And I did find out that I wasn't even like the only one, which was really big.
In the family?
Yeah, so that was really big. But yeah, just a lot of love. My family was very supportive, which it felt good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I mean, a couple people like DM'd me and I gave them words of encouragement.
That's the best thing.
That's
like,
awesome.
So this girl, she could be going through anything and she would still have like positive things to say.
Wow.
Which is like crazy. Because I'm like, because I remember, you know, just a long time ago, maybe what, like 2-3 years ago, we were training together and I think we read some of the same books.
Yeah.
And we were talking and I was just like, you know, we're more alike than I thought we were.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like the mindset that she has. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's so strong. It's so crazy.
Wow.
I mean, she's, you know, even like recently, she's just like, stop thinking so much. Get out of your head. You know, that's me. I'm like constantly like analyzing. Okay. Everything is like written down. I got it mapped out.
Yeah.
No, I just sit there.
She ain't telling no lie. She just goes with the flow.
Yeah. Definitely. No. Hey, that's how I am too, though. I don't know. I can't like just overanalyze stuff. It's just not the way my brain works, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just
I think that's been my downfall for like part of, you know, most of my life is that I overthink everything. And then for every, you know, they say there's a problem, there's a solution to everything. And my thing is to fix the problem, find a solution. And I'm just starting to get out of that. Now I'm trying to go with the flow a little more. I mean, I still overthink things every now and then. But for the most part, I'm just like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it. Don't worry about it. Just forget I asked.
Yeah.
Don't worry. What are some of the reasons you think that people don't share their traumatic experiences?
Fear. Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Fear.
Like rejection?
Mm-hmm.
Or like judgment?
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Both of all them. Of it. Shame.
Shame, yeah.
People, you know, embarrassment, shame that, you know, people are going to see you differently. You know, like you'll always be cool, but they'll always know, like they'll always judge you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But do you think
you're just like holding on? You know what I mean? Like, that's just something like, depending on what kind of trauma, like I guess more so like childhood trauma or sexual trauma, or like, you know, the post-dramatic
trauma.
I can't talk. I don't know. It's like, I think a lot of people, it's kind of like the trauma bonding. It's like you just you want to hold on to that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you're almost addicted.
True.
Like, that's what makes
it trauma. It makes you feel like it's keeping you together.
Yeah.
And if you...
Wow.
What
I never
do you
thought
have,
of that.
That's yeah. You're going to have to figure everything out all
exactly.
Over
like,
again.
Just like what we're saying. Like, after you speak your truth, it's like a whole new world opens mm-hmm. up. Yeah. And people are... You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they don't... They're scared of the unknown, so they rather hold on to...
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's super important to surround yourself around people who are like-minded and mm-hmm. who are positive, no toxic energy, because once you start to release those things, you need to be able to get through them.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us hold things in because, like you guys said, fear of judgment or, you know, people might throw things in your face mm-hmm. or, like, call you a liar or, you know, it's just all
and
of that.
And then it might happen.
Yeah.
It just might just happen.
Yeah. Again?
Yeah.
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 There's the percentage rate of women who don't talk about, like, ever being sexually abused or anything like that is mm-hmm. very high because society, you know, first of all, society prepares us for, you know, don't go run alone. Don't go to your car alone. You know, you're going to get raped. Don't go to a party alone. You know, don't set
take
your
a friend
drink
with,
down.
Take a friend with you.
But then,
always have scissors in your purse.
Yeah.
Don't sit on his lap. Don't act like that. Don't dress like that.
Society prepares us so that we cannot be sexually abused. But then when it happens, it's like, oh, that's highly unlikely. Oh, that mm-hmm. didn't happen.
Are you sure?
Right.
You might be imagining it.
Dang.
It's hard to be a woman.
It's hard. Or you just told a liar. You are lying. You're a liar.
You know, like...
You lie about everything.
It's so crazy. Yeah. Like, I'm conscious, even at the gym. Like, I forgot an extra shirt today. And D said, oh, here, I have a shirt. It was a white shirt. I said, no. Like, women can't wear white shirts in the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like... Why not? And I said,
like white t-shirt
I was
concert.
Like, you know, like you sweat and like, they're going to see everything. Mm.
Yeah.
And he was like, I didn't know there was a rule. I said, it's like an unspoken rule.
Yeah.
And I said, watch. We asked one of the guys. I said, can women wear white shirts in the gym? He said, hell no. And I was like, see?
Yeah.
And then like we were doing sit-ups and I said, we have to face the wall.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
I want my vagina to show.
True.
And he's like, what? And I'm like, seriously, like, we have to be conscious of these things. Mm-hmm. When I stretch, I have to stretch towards a wall so nobody sees my butt.
But, yeah.
Or, like, when I'm shadow boxing, I have to make sure there's nobody behind me.
True.
Like, he was like, well, you chose a male-dominated sport. It's just like, but, see?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You could be a cashier at Walmart. So. Oh, my
up.
God.
It's fucked up to be a woman.
It is. It's rough.
Well. I feel like we skipped a lot of stuff, which is good. I mean, we combined a lot of stuff.
Did we?
Uh-huh, we did. Good. And then, do you have anything you want to share?
My pits are sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine are, too.
Yeah.
You're like, let me check mine.
Mine are, too.
We're good. We're good.
Oh, man.
So I want to talk more about... I guess if you're comfortable, because I know, like for me, mine wasn't as deep, but you know, there was instance where things happened to me that should not have ever. And so when I went to my grandmother to tell her, you know, like what happened, you know, she called me a liar, and then, it just seemed to happen after that. And so I just kind of like shut up. But, you know, like here, you know, lately, even like with the podcast, I have come out and I have talked about it. Tell me how freeing it is, like to do you feel like there's like, do you feel like there's no mountain you can, like you can just conquer anything?
Definitely. Like, so I remember the night after I told my mom and like mm-hmm. my sister, and then I called one of my best friends too. So the night I wrote the poem and, you know, kind of spoke my truth, I was like laying in the bed and I was just crying, mm-hmm. like crying. I was so emotional. But it was such a crazy experience because for the first time, like since my stepdad died, because it's weird, like that was he raised me mm-hmm. my whole life.
Yeah.
I don't remember the day he died. I don't remember his birthday. I don't remember, like much about him. And I'm like, he lived all the way up until I graduated high school. So you would think that's your dad. Yeah. Like, you know that type of stuff. But my brain just like blocked out. Even like when he died, I really didn't cry. I don't know where he's buried. Like, I don't know nothing.
Yeah.
And so.
But when you were going through it, did you like see him as a father figure, or if it was just like,
I still
loved
him. And it's really weird. Like, and that's kind of even probably hard to explain. Like, I still loved him. People wouldn't know, you know? Yeah. Like, true. I mean, he was my stepdad. But at night, it was just really, you know, it got crazy. Mm-hmm. But so after I told my mom, I was laying in the bed and I'm just crying. And it was really weird because then I like kind of started smiling, you know what I mean? And I just remember, like, for the first time, I was able to grieve him. Like, I had never grieved him. I always like hated him, you know, and resented him for so much. But that was very freeing to me because that to me was like forgiveness, true forgiveness. I was able to like really forgive him, and it felt good. So now I still. Like, I don't think about him or nothing like that. But just that experience was very powerful to me because it just showed, you know, like how speaking your truth, what an impact it, you know, it has.
True.
So that was like my experience with, like, I guess freeing myself from that experience.
Do you see a difference in how you interact with people now?
And it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
It's not just something that's happening overnight, but I'm very... conscious of like how I'm working on being more vulnerable and not looking at it as a weakness and just, you know, really trying to like let people in. And I even too, another thing was that even like what started the process of me knowing that I had to let that go was I've always been like a very I've always been like angry, right? I can still be like happy and jolly, but at the same time, to my core, I felt like it was a lot of evil inside of me. You know, I'm so hateful. Like, I feel, you know what I mean? Like, I'll fuck with me and I'm, you know, ready to pop.
Which, by the way, comes out when you're in the gym, in the ring.
Yeah.
So, and I know a lot of people have told you that. Like, it's like a, I don't know, you gotta watch this girl.
She will pass.
Yeah. You can literally see like all of your emotions in the ring. And I used to tell myself too, like when you get inside the ring, you're not just fighting like the person that's in front of you. You're fighting for that little girl that couldn't fight back.
Wow.
And I feel like that's what I see when you get in the ring.
Yeah.
So like, you know, every now and then I'm like, hold on, what's she doing? Let me see.
Yeah, definitely. That's probably true. I don't personally look at it like that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I can see that happening. But and so basically, like I was saying, with the anger and the evilness that I just felt was inside of me, when I spoke my truth, I did feel even just how I handled my kids was
different.
You know, like I wasn't I haven't been as like snappy. I'm more, you know, feel like loving and trying to just be cautious of like my attitude and stuff like that. I mean, I definitely think it was a freeing experience. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Have you told your kids like?
No, and because like during that process, I'm telling you, I was crying like every day. They would be like looking at me like, what is wrong with you? You know what I mean? Even like, so as I'm typing up the poem, I'm crying and especially my oldest, she's seen it and she wants to read it. Like, you know, she kept asking me like, can I read it? And she knows I have a blog now. She's like, can I read it? And she's very interested and she wants to know. I just don't know when's going to be the right time to tell her. Yeah. I am going to because that'll be a learning experience for her.
Yeah.
But I don't know how
to. And just to kind of educate her, like, you know, if something like this happens or like you think it's about to, just you need to come and tell.
And that, okay. And so since you said that's another big thing. And because even like when I put out the blog, I was like, I'm breaking my generational curses, right? Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know exactly what was going on in my family or, you know what I mean? Like what, but I knew it was something and I felt that. So another thing, so once I told my mom, she went through her own experiences with sexual trauma. Mm-hmm. So it literally was kind of like a generational curse. Like she went through it, didn't speak up, didn't say nothing. And, you know, then I went through it and she, you know, she didn't know, you know, but it could have possibly been prevented. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she just was doing her, you know, she had her own, she did the best she could, but I don't know. Yeah. But so with me, like But my kids, I'm like, I refuse. You know what I mean? I know I can't protect them all the time, but I'm going to do everything in my power to, you know, try to prevent that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely educating your kids is important on those type of situations. So.
Girl, I feel like I'm overbearing because I be asking Cairo, anybody touch your pee-pee? Anybody? He's like,
I've asked my kids that too. Yeah.
I mean,
I've asked them.
I mean, it's like,
I think every parent's,
I wouldn't say it's constant, but I do it a lot. Like, I'm just like, if he, you know, if he scratched, he was scratching his butt for a while, like a week. And I'm like, bro, why are you scratching your butt so much? I said, is somebody touching your butt?
Yeah.
And, you know, he wouldn't, I know it's like, ugh. But.
Oh, man. As parents, you see us, bro.
He's like, he's like, Mom, no.
He's really like, what is the matter with you? It runs off.
Right. Yeah.
You just never know.
You don't know.
And then it's especially like from the line of work that we do, we see that oftentimes, like kids who are abused, it's by someone in the family. It's mostly like 90% people in the family, and it's because that person was abused, and then the person before them was abused. Like, they just, it's the kind of love with air quotes, the only kind that they, like, they really know, which is sad, but I mean, it's something that exists, and I think that people should, and I know how embarrassing it is, but I think that more people should talk about it.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Call them all out. Shit. Call them my name.
Yeah.
I know some families now that are like, they're holding it together and they're hiding it.
It's, they hush. Like, hush. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. But and even that's, now. That's how it's going to keep going. Like, I don't know. It's unfortunate. You know, and I don't know how. It's like, it's almost like you feel helpless because there's nothing you can really
do. There's nothing because.
Because
they were always, especially like your loved ones, they're always the ones that were like, I would have never let that happen to you. And they always look like almost like a superstar to us when growing up to know that, damn, that happened.
But that's also why it's important for us having like conversations like this and y'all having the platform that y'all have because. That could be a change for somebody. You know, they could, someone that is experiencing it or, you know, somebody that's a predator, you know, could be looking in and watching and maybe that can be a breakthrough from them, you know, because other than that, it's like you really don't know how to fix people, you know, or like the world, you know, like people that you don't really know what's going on in people's families and what people are going through. So it's good to, you know, talk about it and, you know, share your experiences because I think it does help other people.
Yeah. Yeah. She's over there contemplating. It ain't got to be today, baby. It don't have to be today.
I don't know, but just in life in general, right? I think we all, even if it's not sexual trauma, whatever, it's childhood trauma, whatever type of experiences that you have that was painful to you. It's like I was saying before, it's so important to like let it go because it's pretty much like that's how you're going to receive your blessings, right? You can't hold on to that. Let me put it this way. So when you, if you speak your truth, right? That is how whatever is meant for you is going to come to you because that's, you're not putting on this mask and you're not, you know, putting on like, you're being yourself.
True.
And, you know, like the law of attraction, right? So you're going to, whatever is meant for you, that's how it's going to come.
Okay.
So like the longer you hold on to whatever you're holding on to and, you know, you don't want to speak up about it, it may sound harsh, but you're not going to get like your full blessings. Like you're not going to be able to reach your fullest potential, like what you're here on this earth to do.
True.
I really feel like it's no way. And even if you do, maybe, you know what I mean? Get a little bit of it. You're still shorting yourself. You will never reach your fullest, highest potential on what you're put on this earth to do when you're not yourself, when you're not able to speak your truth and be your, you know.
Be yourself.
And that's when I'm learning about this because like I was telling you, like stuff now is seriously like it's just falling into my lap, you know, things that I don't even really You know, so if you do like do vision boards or you have a vision on like where you want to see your life, you have goals, you have dreams, right? Mm-hmm. And for so long, I've been like for 5 years, I've been boxing and my life has been a mess, right? I work so hard. I bust my ass. You know what I mean? But things never were going good for me. Like I'm mm-hmm. always getting mm-hmm. my ass kicked. Like life was kicking my ass.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand why. Like I'm like, I'm a good person. Like yeah. why is all this bad yeah. stuff happening to me?
True.
But I feel like once I was able to like really go inside of myself, see and like be accountable for all the ugly shit that I had inside of myself and speak my truth, like it's like there's like a light, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And things are finally looking up, you know, and it's looking good. And I feel like if I didn't speak my truth, I would still be in that same cycle of yeah. shit just not going my way.
Yeah.
But it's been like a very powerful, like magical experience that I'm going through right now because literally stuff that, you know, that I've always wanted, it's like I'm manifesting it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like literally.
Oh, she needs to hear that word. Manifest.
Yeah.
Manifest.
But it's, I mean, seriously.
That's true. Yeah, that really, like, that really exists. Like, you know, we're heavy on laws of attraction.
Exactly.
And
even.
I do vision. I got 3 vision boards yeah. in my closet. Like, it's really all about, like, what you see, what you think, what you're talking about, yeah. what you're reading, what you're putting into your mind, into mm-hmm. your body, the people you surround yourself around. Like, where is it that you want to be? And I mean, it'll come to you. And I'm so glad that you're saying those words, like, you know, heal and make sure that you put your truth out there. Because that just happened to me recently. I don't know if you have followed it, but up until this year, I never talked about what I went through as a child. Mm-hmm. And I finally talked about it. I wrote a song about it. Mm-hmm. It was about, you know, my mother abusing me. And then a couple weeks later, a dad that I never knew that I had, you know, here he is. He apparently, you know, she kidnapped me and he was looking for me for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And like everything is like, girl, you already knew this. You're like, oh my God.
Still, everything is like,
you feel like that's because you pretty much
told my truth. Yeah.
And that's why it's, I just wish like, I mean, because I feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over, but I just wish I can like put it in people's head so they can just really understand like how serious it is.
The crazy thing is when people talk like this, no one wants to hear it because yeah. it's just like, oh, my God, here they are with this spiritual stuff. Or here they are with this godly stuff.
But even when you like, and that's the thing, because I read a lot and I watch a lot of like interviews. I love impact theory. Right. Mm-hmm. And if you sit and watch these successful people and whatever you define as success as, mm-hmm. but whether it's like, you know, the entertainers or the book writers or mm-hmm. the doctors, whatever field mm-hmm. they're in, it's all kind of the same message. They all talk about meditating and praying or, mm-hmm. you know, visualizing what they want and working and going after it. Mm-hmm. It's literally the same message. And these are the people, you know, that are at the top.
The height
and,
of their...
Right. They're living their highest, fullest potential, mm-hmm. right? And so, if only... I mean, it seems so simple. Well, why don't I just do that? You know what yeah. I mean? Like, if it's yeah. working for them, like, that's mm-hmm. that's the way, right? And so, that's just kind of what I'm doing. I'm trying to be the best me that I can be, and speaking my truth was a part of that. Yeah. And now I'm working on, so like after I spoke my truth, the second part of my self-healing journey is just, like I said, looking in the mirror and like basically not letting that define me anymore, mm-hmm. right? Because when you do experience trauma, like that's a part of your life and you hold on to that and you cling to it and you trauma bond with people, you cling to people that maybe aren't necessarily good for you, but they feed that high of hurting you, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And they feel that mm. they feed that high of you feeling, you know, not good about yourself or whatever, yeah. holding this secret. And so what I've been working on a lot lately is just looking myself in the mirror and calling myself out on all my bullshit, you know, and I got a lot of it. I'm not going to lie. And just holding myself accountable. And not only that, but having the discipline and the will to change it, because that's mm. the thing. Like you can, you know, notice the stuff about yourself, but then, oh, this is just how I am, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Isn't that the word?
Yeah, but you have to have the will and the discipline to, like, really, you know, make the change. And so that's the hardest thing for me. I'm not going to lie. I struggle with having self-discipline. But that's kind of, like, my second part of my healing journey is just holding myself accountable. Mm-hmm. And I think it's definitely working. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I feel so good. Like, I feel so freaking good. Yeah, sorry.
Well, I think it's good. I think that we all need to embrace, like, whatever it is that we've gone through.
Mm. Exactly.
And, you know, because it is a part of you, and you can't get rid of it. Once it's happened, it's already happened. You know, they say, you know, you can't cry over spilled milk. Mm-hmm. Well, you can cry, but it would be no point because it's already on the floor. Cool. Now you got to clean it up and, you know, you try to make going. The floor look good again.
Yeah.
So I know it's I feel like this episode was pretty heavy, especially for Rocky. You're over there holding back a lot, and it's okay. You know, everybody has their time. Everybody has a different path.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're ready, you're gonna
be ready. And then you'll have your own outlet. So, because maybe it's not meant for her to do it on the show. You know what I mean? Maybe it's not meant for you to speak your truth on the show.
Yeah.
But you will, I mean, you know, you'll find that. And do you meditate or like?
Yeah, I meditate. I started running again.
Yeah. So I think, you know, just going within and really, you know, I feel like it'll come to you. Because I didn't know how I was going to do it. You know, I knew I had to, but that's like 2 years ago. I felt that urge. So maybe like, you know, with you, you're feeling inside of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, you're just not ready. So because 2 years ago, you couldn't have paid me. I don't care. I'll give you $1 million to say something, you know, that I.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have done it. I'd be like, hell no, fuck you. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have. Because it wasn't the right time.
Yeah,
true.
You gotta just, I don't know. I think it's, I guess timing.
Yeah.
Is everything.
Know when it's the right time. Yeah. And how you want to do it, whether it's talking to somebody or writing.
Yeah.
Or doing it on the show.
True.
Oh, my Rocky. So, are you okay? Anything resonate with you? Anything?
All of it did.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually all of our guests are, like, you know, very impactful. And somehow, like, they just speak to us. Like, I had no idea what our episodes were going to look like.
Yeah.
And then, you know, divine timing, there you go. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so great that you, you know, were able to come on the show and were able to share and, you know, feel comfortable enough to just open up about it because you're not the only person. Mm-hmm. And thank God you're feeling better. And, you know, thank God that, you know, if things are opening up
for you.
Let's
just say it was worth it. And I'm so happy. I have no regrets. And I feel like it was, you know, it was needed. Maybe a long time ago. But like you said, timing is everything.
Yeah.
It was the right time for me. And I'm happy that I did it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah, I had to, you know.
Yeah. So we got to wrap it up. You guys have any final thoughts?
No.
Last thing. I feel like I'm talking a lot now. Like,
Let it go, girl.
I mean, I feel like this was a really good show. You know, I feel like we all got something from it and learned something about each other. And just for the people that are listening, I don't know. It's important to know, like, we're all so powerful, right? I think with the mind and the imagination, they say, are like the two most powerful things or something, however that saying goes. So if you have experienced something, your mind is more powerful than that experience. You know what I mean? Like, you are stronger than that experience. Like, we're so powerful as human beings, and you got to stop being defined by that circumstance. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Stop letting that experience define you. Like, you are capable of overcoming that. Like, you're capable of, you know, flourishing beyond that. And I feel like once you make it up in your mind,
everything,
you know,
else
and
will
yeah, and up. Once you have the will and, you know, to want to change and do better, it's possible. And I don't know. I really hope, I feel like it will definitely reach whoever it's supposed to reach. And that's why I felt about my blog. I was like, because at first I was going to like blast it all over, you know what I mean? And I was like, no, I'm just going to put it in my bio. And I said, whoever it's meant for, they're going to read it. Like, I don't need the whole world to read it, but I knew that it was going to touch who it was meant to touch. And I was okay with that. I'm not, you know what I mean? So
it's good to have those conversations with yourself too. Because it's like, because I always think of that stuff too. Like, okay, you know, of course, like, you want everybody to, you want everybody to see your story, hear your story, read your story. But then at the end of the day, it's just like,
because most of them, they don't,
it's not for everybody.
People don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people they don't care. So it's like, whoever it's for, whoever cares, is going to click on a bio. I mean, they're going to click on it and they're going to read it. And they'll take whatever they're going to take from it. And I just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, everything else is out of my control.
No, that's right. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, guys.
We really enjoyed you. You did a great job.
Yeah. Thank you. A natural.
Yes, a natural for real. She's going to have the Paisley show.
No.
I got it. Hey, don't say no. You never know now.
No. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for watching.
Bye.
I thought you were supposed to rap.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's RAQY, the letter N, JIFFY.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch. Ooh.